Hi, this is Bob Decker, a volunteer reader with Sun Sounds of Arizona, with this week's Listener Beware. With the new year, many of us will be making resolutions. This week, I'll be reading articles from the Better Business Bureau and AARP on resolutions you might consider to avoid fraud and scams in 2026. I'll also be reading an article from AARP on New Year's resolutions that might improve your financial progress in the upcoming year. Our first article from the BBB provides ideas for a fraud-free new year. BBB Tip: Top Resolutions for a Fraud-Free New Year by the Better Business Bureau, January 3, 2026. The loss of money, personal information, and perseverance of scammers continue with online purchase scams as the fourth riskiest of scams. From this article, you'll learn simple resolutions that you can make to protect your money and personal information from scammers in the new year, how to recognize and avoid common online, email, and social media scams that target consumers, and practical cybersecurity habits to keep your accounts safe year-round. The BBB recommends adding a few precautionary steps to the New Year's resolution list, the weight loss and financial goals to help make upcoming days and months fraud-free. Resolutions for smart shopping and online transactions. I resolve to do research before making online payments and purchases. Research the retailer before entering payment information when shopping online. Or if to ask to pay online, research the retailer before entering payment information. Ask: Is this a person or business I know and trust? Do they have a working customer service number? Where is the company physically located? Would I be making payments through a secure server? https://.com Have I checked to see if others have complained? I resolve never to send money to strangers. If you haven't met a person face-to-face, don't send the money. This is especially true if the person asks you to transfer funds using a prepaid debit card or a Cash App. Money sent to strangers in this way is untraceable, and once it's sent, there's no getting it back. Scammers will try to trick you into panicking. So before making a move, think the situation through. Don't fall for it. I resolve to verify unfamiliar sellers before buying. Before purchasing from a new or unknown online store, I'll check BBB.org for reviews and complaints to confirm the business is legitimate. I resolve to use secure payment methods. I'll pay with a credit card or secure payment platform that offers fraud protection instead of gift cards, wire transfers, or cryptocurrency. I resolve to be cautious with too-good-to-be-true deals. Unrealistic discounts or urgent limited-time offers are red flags for scams. I'll pause before clicking buy now. I resolve to regularly check my financial statements. Committing to review bank and credit card statements can help catch unauthorized transactions early. Resolutions for digital and device security. I resolve to create strong, unique passwords for each account. Using strong, varied passwords across accounts makes it harder for fraudsters to access multiple accounts if one is compromised. I resolve to enable two-factor authentication. Adding this layer of security to accounts, especially those involving finances or personal data, greatly reduces the risk of unauthorized access. I resolve to be social media smart. Use privacy settings on social media and only connect with people you know. Be careful about including personal information in your profile and never reveal your address or other sensitive information, even in a fun quiz. Scammers may use this information to make themselves pass as friends or relatives and earn your trust. Also, be careful when buying products you see on social media. BBB Scam Tracker has received thousands of complaints about misleading Facebook and Instagram ads. A resolve to be cautious with email. Be wary of unsolicited emails from a person or company. Remember, scammers can make emails look like they're from a legitimate business, government agency, or a reputable organization, even BBB. Never click on links or open attachments in unsolicited emails. I resolve to use my best judgment when sharing my personal information. Sharing sensitive personal information with scammers opens the door to identity theft. Never share financial information, birth date, address, social security / social insurance number, or Medicare number with an unsolicited caller. The greatest resolution for the new year. I resolve to educate myself about the latest scams. Staying informed on emerging scams helps you recognize and avoid new fraud tactics. For more information, you can learn more about scams at bbb.org/scamtips. For more about avoiding scams, check out bbb.org/avoidscams. If this scam has targeted you, help others to avoid the same problem by reporting your experience at bbb.org/scamtracker. You can stay up on the latest scams by subscribing to the BBB Scam Alerts emails. Our next article from AARP addresses five of the biggest scams that may be present in the upcoming year. AARP, five of the biggest scams to watch for in 2026. Familiar frauds are more sophisticated, and some disturbing new schemes are emerging. This article is by Ken Budd of AARP, and it was published on December 19th of 2025. The caller said he worked for a relief check company. Our records show that you may have $5,286 waiting in a relief check that's already been issued in your name, but has not yet been collected, he said, in messages that reached phones nationwide. This could be from past relief programs or federal assistance payments. Search your name and collect before it's returned. The call was a scam. The supposed relief payment site asked you to enter personal information as a way to collect your data and flood you with spam. Over a two-month period in the fall of 2025, the Better Business Bureau received more than 800 complaints about the calls. In a tough economy, financial relief scams like this one could become more prevalent, predicts Ava Velasquez, CEO of the Identity Theft Resource Center. This could include scams ranging from bogus health insurance to phony job offers and tariff relief schemes. People will be looking for ways to alleviate their burdens, Velasquez says of 2026. So, when they get a message that says, hey, apply here, just send us this information, and it's all of your personal information, including your checking account, I think they'll be vulnerable to that. Fraud is already rampant. Since 2020, the number of adults age 60 and older who reported a loss of $10,000 or more from imposter scams alone more than quadrupled in 2024, according to the Federal Trade Commission. Reported losses of $100,000 or more jumped from 55 million to 445 million during the same period. But because fraud is known to be vastly underreported, the actual numbers are surely far higher. And AI's growing ubiquity will only worsen the problem in 2026, Velasquez surmises. The sophistication of AI will make it that much harder for people to discern legitimate from illegitimate, real from fake, she says. I hate to say this because I sound like such a cynic, but I encourage people to adopt a zero-trust attitude. What scams are likely to be the most problematic in 2026? Fraud experts cite these five. 1. Employment scams. U.S. employers laid off more than 1.17 million workers in 2025, the most since the 2020 pandemic. Because of that, employment scams are making a big comeback, says BBB spokesperson Melanie McGovern. And as a rough labor market extends into 2026, desperate job hunters may become more susceptible to fraud, including bogus jobs and online ads, on social media, and job search websites. Some scammers may also impersonate real employment agencies and companies. Their goals? To obtain personal information or money by requiring you to pay a fee. How to stay safe? Never pay a fee. If you're required to pay money to get a job or an interview, it's a scam. Distrust big promises. Guarantees of great pay and few hours for a work-from-home job are probably too good to be true. Understand job app risks. Reputable sites like LinkedIn and Indeed aren't immune to such fake job posts. Scrutinize the source. If a recruiter contacts you, check the company's website and see if they're hiring for that particular position and if the person actually works there. Be careful when posting your resume. Think about what you're publicly posting, says Amy Nefziger, Senior Director of Victim Support with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. A criminal could use information to manipulate you. 2. Recovery scams. Getting scammed is horrendous. Getting re-scammed may be worse. That's what happens with recovery scams. Criminals promise to help victims recoup their losses and charge fees for their non-existent services. I think we're going to see a lot of recovery scams, Nefziger says of 2026, pointing to the continued growth of scams as a whole, particularly pig butchering or financial grooming scams. Criminals, usually based overseas, carefully foster an online relationship with the victim to create feelings of trust, then lure them into bogus cryptocurrency investments. Once victims realize that they're in the midst of a scam, they often tell the criminals that they're calling the police. The criminals note this. They probably record every conversation, Nefziger says, then follow up weeks later, posing as someone from law enforcement, a consumer advocacy organization, or a law firm or government agency. How to stay safe. Watch for upfront fees. Criminals may charge in advance for their fake services and ask you to pay with gift cards, cryptocurrency, wire transfers, or Venmo. Beware of phony checks. Scammers will sometimes send a counterfeit check, often for more than what you lost, the FTC notes. Then they'll say they overpaid and instruct you to return the balance. Do your homework. Search the recovery firm's name using keywords such as scam, fraud, or complaint. 3. Digital arrest. The process is terrifying. You receive a call saying that you're the subject of a criminal investigation. It might be a police officer charging you with money laundering. Or maybe it's a customs official claiming they intercepted drugs en route to your home. Bogus law enforcement officers then interrogate you on video calls, not just for hours, but days, as they threaten you with criminal charges and pressure you to pay settlements or fines. It's a terror-based scheme that involves holding a person digitally captive, says Frank McKenna, chief fraud strategist with Point Predictive in San Diego, California. They'll get you in a video call, and they won't let you go. They'll basically transfer you from person to person. Digital arrest is an enormous problem in India that's starting to spread to the United States, McKenna says. In India, digital arrest schemes and related cybercrimes nearly tripled from 2022 to 2024, the Indian government reported in March 2025. In September, a retired doctor in Hyderabad died from a heart attack after enduring nearly 70 hours of digital arrest and constant video surveillance, India Today reported. Scammers use AI to create deepfake videos and forged documents, including court orders or address warrants, to deceive victims by making their threats appear more credible, according to ISACA, an Association for Information Systems Information Technology Professionals. Unlike a romance scam, where criminals may spend months building a rapport with their victims, scammers use intimidation and threats to steal your money. Such scare tactics are increasingly appearing in a growing number of scams. We're seeing a lot more overzealous threats to victims, Nofziger says. Very aggressive. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill your family. We've had victims who have gotten pictures of dead bodies and pictures of car accidents saying, this is what's going to happen to you. How to stay safe? Hang up. Law enforcement doesn't call people and threaten to arrest them, McKenna says. If you get a call like this, hang up. Remember how the system works. Court orders or arrest warrants are not delivered through phone calls, emails, or social media messages, ISACA notes. 4. Hello Pervert Scams. Most scams aren't new. They're often old frauds that resurface with new twists. That's the case with a Hello Pervert scam. Criminals email to say that they've hacked your computer and recorded you visiting porn sites. If you don't pay them, they'll share evidence of your naughty behavior with your email contact list. To increase the pressure, scammers include photos of your home to make you feel like you're being watched, and spoof your email address, so it appears that the blackmailer is contacting you via your own email account, according to Malwarebytes, a cyber protection company. We've seen a spike in these, I know what you're doing on your computer, kind of scams, says AARP's Nofziger. One possible reason is the Jeffrey Epstein scandal. Scammers often exploit subjects that dominate the news. Heavy media coverage about bankruptcies, for example, might lead to bankruptcy scams. Such scams also tend to follow data breaches. Scammers obtain personal info, which makes the threat seem more legitimate. These are highly personalized messages that scammers use to extort you based on information that they find in data breaches, McKenna says. How to stay safe. Don't take the bait. These messages are not real, says McKenna. The best thing to do is delete them and not respond. Also, if you reply, the scammers know that your email address is active, and they'll likely send more messages. Never open attachments from unsolicited emails. Blackmail messages are frequently sent as PDFs to bypass phishing filters. Stay calm. Blackmailers may demand payment within 24 hours, but urgency is a frequent scam tactic. When we panic and act rashly, we make poor decisions. 5. Romance scams. Romance scams aren't new either, but they are Nofziger's most significant concern for 2026 because of their relentlessness and prevalence, and the devastation that often follows. They follow a familiar pattern. A scammer, frequently known as a catfisher, assumes a false identity and forms relationships with victims through dating apps, messaging apps, and social media. Once they establish trust, they will ask for money or suggest an investment in cryptocurrency. Some scammers attempt to build connections by leveraging mutual interests, which they can easily find through your social media accounts. If you're in a running group, the scammer might claim to be a runner too. If you've recently traveled to Paris, the criminal will share their own experience strolling the Champs-Élysées. They might also profess to being a long-lost friend. We're starting to call them friendship scams instead of remote scams because a lot of times now it's somebody wanting to be your friend and talking you up, says McGovern. And then there's the ask of, hey, I'm investing in this great crypto platform. You should get involved too. How to stay safe? Ignore wrong numbers. Scammers will sometimes call or text seemingly by mistake. Once you respond, they'll start a conversation. Stay on the platform. Your new friend may want to move the conversation from a dating app or social media site to an alternative such as WhatsApp. The reason? They don't want the conversation to be monitored by the platform's scam-seeking algorithms. Understand love bombing. It's a common tactic. Someone overwhelms you with an over-the-top adoration and affection, usually in the very early stages of a relationship. Love bombing isn't normal, and it's a way for scammers to control the relationship. Ask to meet in person. If someone can never meet face-to-face, that's a red flag. More information. If you are a scam victim or have questions about scams and fraud, you can call the free AARP Fraud Watch Network helpline at 877-908-3360 for advice and support. Ken Budd has written for National Geographic Traveler, Travel and Leisure, The Washington Post Magazine, and many more. He is the author of a memoir, The Voluntourist. Our last article, also from AARP, provides some financial resolutions for 2026 to consider. AARP, Financial New Year's Resolutions for 2026, published January 6, 2026. While many people focus on making healthy New Year's resolutions, like losing weight or exercising more, older adults can also benefit from accomplishing important financial goals this year. According to Fidelity Investments' latest New Year's financial resolution study, 62% of Gen Xers and half of the boomers say they're considering a financial resolution for 2026. Not only do you accomplish financial progress by setting goals, but it also has a positive psychological effect that can keep us happy later in life, says Chase Cooper, Director of Business Development at EE Life Insurance and Financial Solutions at Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. It's like building your to-do list at the beginning of the day. Feels darn good to cross it off at the end. Here are some money resolutions to set and keep in 2026. 1. Bulk up your emergency fund. Many Americans age 50 plus aren't financially prepared for a rainy day. According to a 2026 Bankrate survey, 24% of Gen Xers and 16% of boomers have no emergency savings. Cooper suggests setting aside enough cash in an emergency fund to cover at least 3 to 6 months of living expenses. If you're not yet there, commit to squirreling away a certain amount of money each month until you reach your target, he says. This is increasingly important if you're still counting on your earned income and need a pool of money that will cover you in the event you cannot work for an extended period of time. Be strategic about where you park the money. Most people make the mistake of keeping their emergency funds in their checking account or a low-interest savings account, Cooper says. Look into a high-yield savings account or a money market fund and a brokerage account. These accounts are yielding around 4%, unlike the checking or low-interest savings accounts that yield as low as 0.1%. 2. Slim down your spending. We're all guilty of buying things we don't need, but the new year is a good time to start changing that, step by step. Small changes, such as taking public transportation more often or reducing how frequently you eat out, can add up to big savings. You can also make inexpensive upgrades around the house, such as installing energy-efficient LED light bulbs or a smart thermostat to lower your energy bills. Now could also be a good time to consider downsizing if you're nearing retirement or have recently retired. Housing is often the biggest expense, so it makes sense to look and think about financial changes, says Bobby Rebell, a certified financial planner and a consumer finance educator at CardRates, a credit card reviews website. That could mean downsizing or moving into a newer, low-cost community. Consider factors like lower taxes in a community that is 55 plus and does not have an expensive school system to support, she says. Think about amenities that are included that could save you money where you're spending money before, like fitness facilities and activities. 3. Take advantage of retirement plan catch-up contributions. If your nest egg isn't quite where you want it to be, Make 2026 the year to prioritize catch-up contributions, says Matthew Argyle, a certified financial planner at Encore Retirement Planning in South Jordan, Utah. The IRS sets annual caps on contributions to retirement accounts, but the limits are higher for taxpayers age 50 and older. These catch-up contributions are a chance to add more to retirement accounts just as your earnings and wisdom peak, Argyle says. For many, those last 10 years of saving make a bigger difference than the first 30. Catch-up contribution limits are adjusted annually for inflation. In 2026, the standard cap for 401k savers under age 50 is $24,500. But most older workers can add as much as $8,000 more, up from $7,500 in 2024, for a maximum contribution of $32,500. Savers age 60 to 63 have higher catch-up cap. They could stash an extra $11,250 in a workplace plan for a maximum contribution of $35,750. For both traditional and Roth IRAs, savers can contribute up to $7,500 for 2026, up from $7,000 in 2025. Those age 50 and older can put an extra $1,100 in for a maximum contribution of $8,600. Well, that's about all the time that we have for today. This has been Bob Decker, volunteer reader with Sun Sounds of Arizona's Listener Beware. Thanks for listening. A reminder that if you miss a program, you can get it on demand. You can also take Sun Sounds with you on our stream, on demand, or on the Sun Sounds app on your smartphone or home device.